It's time for tonight's postgame coaches interview presented by Bearings. And coach, this one tonight, you pick up another win. Duquesne was a team that did not want to go away.
Is there a team in the A-10 that does not want to go away when they're playing us? It's rather apparent. And we stuck to our four objectives for the game. Play to win, so let go. Not feel the pressure of the loss, the pressure of first place. Just play to win, let go. The second thing was fight to win every possession. And I thought our fight tonight was very good. We made some turnovers that were very careless, but nevertheless, I thought we fought. The third was have fun. We had fun for a good part of the game tonight, but there are moments where that fun disappeared. And then the fourth thing was to get better, and I thought we got better tonight. It wasn't in a large increment, but it was small steps, and we want to be at our best when March comes around, and tonight was a step forward in that direction.
Coach, one end of the game where you got better first to second half. Cats had given up 6 offensive rebounds in that first half. You closed the gap overall and limited them to no offensive rebounds.
You know, we had 3 objectives tonight, transition defense, guarding the arc, and stopping penetration and protecting the rim. And I thought for the most part we did a great job. They were 5-for-20 from 3. But interestingly enough, Kevin Easley, who's a terrific 3-point shooter, he buries those back-to-back threes when we were in, I think it was a 16-point lead. And all of a sudden, in 2 possessions, it's a 10-point lead. And all of a sudden, that makes the offensive possession a little bit more tight than it had been with 16 points. You know, it's like the pitcher pitching with a 1-0 lead versus a 9-0 lead as he enters the ninth inning. And so we guarded the 3 until that point, and it's interesting how that happened. He threw the ball into the post, and we went and we doubled off him into the post, which we should never do off a guy that's considered to be a sprint 2 shooter, and that was his first 3. Lo and behold, he makes his next possession. So he felt it go through the net on what was, you know, a mistake by us, and then he felt it go through again.
Coach, you got off to a 20-4 start tonight through the first 9.5 minutes. What did you like about what you saw in the first few minutes?
Well, we came out aggressive, and we ran what we call our zoom offense, in which there's discipline, but there's freedom, and there's tremendous amounts of freedom, and it is not as nearly as structured as the rest of our offensive attack. Like our rest of our offensive attack, it's principles. It's got principles, and it gives those guys a little bit more freedom. And we felt there was a need to do that because of we're feeling a little bit tight. We're feeling emotionally tight. We're feeling mentally tight. And we wanted them just to not feel hampered, structured, and get a little bit more freedom amidst the discipline that we have.
You mentioned liking the fight your team showed tonight. What are some of the things
within
that?
Well, clearly
that
the rebound that Sam Meninga got, the rebound that Luka Brajkovic got. We only had 4 offensive rebounds. All came in the second half. But Sam and Luka's rebounds were very big.
Talk about Sam overall. It seems the last handful of games, he's been much more confident in taking it to the rim, and I would not be want to be a guy trying to defend him when he goes up.
Well, he's got power, and we have to get him more consistent with balance. And we spoke with him after the game on Saturday and said, Sam, you are a terrific 3-point stroke. You have a picture-perfect stroke, but you don't have the confidence to shoot it. I want you developing that confidence, and I want you shooting it. You need to be shooting that 3, 15 seconds, 12 seconds, and you see how many times the ball's in his hands with 10 seconds to go. And most of the time tonight he was with his back to the basket inside the arc. But there's once or twice where he had it at the arc, and I was just hoping he would just look at the rim and shoot the ball. He put it on the floor and did get some good looks at the rim.
You look at Lee tonight, talk about guys getting free. He had a lot more opportunities. How important for him to see a number of shots go down?
Well, credit to his teammates, because I thought we did a terrific job of screening tonight. from top to bottom, whoever played, they really did a great job screening, including Lee. And I think that was really a big thing for Lee.
And Foster Lawyer leads the team in scoring again tonight with 24. He's a ball of energy throughout this game. I know he goes down late. That's what we're thinking about at this point. But just talk about him and just guiding this team through this game.
You know, he makes those 2 very great IQ plays where he draws the 3-point foul, and he got 5 out of those 6. And I noticed there was a gasp of horror from the crowd when he missed his free throw. I mean, he's a pretty good free throw shooter. And there was, like, shock. But then he makes that critical three-point play where he did he got a back screen and a great pass. I think it might have been Luka or Sam that threw it, then it was Mike. And he made the reverse layup and the foul. Again, a critical part of the game. I think it was an 8-point lead at that point. It put us in double digits again.
Anything you initially know about his right foot?
He told me he could go back in the game, but we didn't put him back in.
Yeah. And, Coach, you get a little stretch of what could be a mix of preparation and rest. How will you look to handle the week?
It's kind of unusual because we've not been in this situation in a while. It's been a day off, two practices, a game, or no day off, two practices, game. So it's been a regimen that's been pretty intense for the past 4 or 5 weeks. I think there's a welcome relief to have at least a day off and possibly 2 days off.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the win. You're still perfect, by the way, on Valentine's Day. 11-0 here tonight.
I can recall a Valentine's Day back in 2005, 2006. And the night before the game, very prominent ESPN
Analyst.
A very prominent analyst and a really good person. He said, and we were undefeated, I think, in Southern Conference play, or we were in first place in Southern Conference at that point. We go down to College of Charleston, who was very good, and he said, I'm sorry to tell Davidson, but they're going to have their hearts broken on Valentine's Day. And I think it was the night where Jason Morton made that spectacular layup in the lane that was showed as one of the top 10 highlights. So our heart was not broken then, and it wasn't broken tonight.
Well, Coach, thank you so much.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.